Parliament FM is a platform that champions diversity. Not all our programs reflect the views of the station.
Hey, mama, rock. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Good afternoon, all, and welcome back to Kōrero with Karen. You've just listened to Wagon Wheel by Old Crow Medicine Show. And now it is time for our final segment of Healing Wise, based on the Healing Wise book by Susan Weed. And today she is going to be talking about invisibility. The wise woman is invisible. Commonness is invisible. It's just too familiar. When the European came upon native cultures, he could not see that there were medicine women, because all women were medicine women. But more often than not, it was the few medicine men who were visible to him. And so, European cultural biases perpetuated the myth of the medicine man. Prevention is not always visible. For instance, if I drink metal infusion whilst pregnant and don't hemorrhage, have I actually done anything noticeable? visible. We have become so used to invasive preventative medicine that nourishing prevention is no longer practiced by many. With Wise Woman Ways, we resonate in heart, wholeness, holiness throughout our lives. So there are few emergencies and fewer heroic measures needed. One of the powers of the wise woman actually is the power of invisibility. A wise woman. The wise woman and simplicity. Simple means easy. Simple means common. Simple means single. An infusion of straw. A tincture of dandelion. Or a poultice of chickweed is a simple. Simples are usually as effective as compound remedies. They are less expensive, and their quality is more easily judged. By using singular herbs, we give ourselves a chance to encounter subtleties in each plant. A wise woman midwife, for instance, finds birth tinctures containing many herbs less reliable than a simple tincture of blue cohosh alone, or even blue cohosh, ginger and black cohosh given simultaneously, but from individual tinctures. Using simples, we are stretched to become allies, deep friends with each herb. They become our friends in the same ways other beings do, with attention, with love, with care and concern, with time spent together, alone. We come to know and honour all aspects of each green ally by being simply together and without distraction. The wise woman learns through the use of simples the ways of her green allies, just as she learns her own ways, her strengths and vulnerabilities, her harshnesses and softnesses, her predictabilities and eccentricities. She becomes so intimate, so allied with those herbs, that a handful of them, 13 or so, is suffice for helping her integrate health, wholeness, holiness with the problem at hand, no matter what the problem is, her lifelong ally. Just how long does it take to make an ally? Start with a year. Choose the herb you want to be friends with, a local common plant. Visit, sing, draw, gather, eat, experience your herb as often as you can. Every day is not too much. Not just in the day, at night too. Not just in the sun, in the rain too. Not just in spring and summer, in autumn, winter too. Keep notes, write down what you see, smell, feel, hear, experience with this ally to be. Notice what nourishment is available to this plant and what nourishment it chooses. What are the needs of your ally? Read about your herb, sleep together, invite your herb into your dreams. Are you becoming friends? Ask your new green friend to help you. Rest in her strengths. Make us of her abilities. Call upon your friend. Ask for exactly what you need. Ah, now you are becoming allies. In the wise woman way, we are all herbalists, for we all eat the plants of the earth.
for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. All of the children. It ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room.
What I am, you, what you are, oh, what you are.
Been listening to Kōrero with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 every fourth Wednesday at 2:10 in the afternoon. Or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/Kōrero with Karen. That's Karen with a Y. Ka kite anō e hoa.